Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. He's in his offices here today preparing for what we hope will be a very exciting spring and summer season here in the Atlantic area. Bryant Rasmussen is with us. He's the director of the Parks and Recreation Department here in Atlantic. Bryant, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Very good. I know winter isn't a very busy time for folks using the facilities, but it's an important time for planning, I suppose, isn't it?
We've stayed very busy with some projects we're hoping to roll out here in the spring, and obviously the snow, and then we're doing the best that we can to try and continue to promote all of the equipment that we have that people can use during the winter time, just to stay healthy and active and you know, be a kid and go outside and play in the snow.
Yeah, you bet. Well, now we're getting to that point in the season where we're really looking forward to it because the weather's going to start getting nicer and folks are going to want to start getting outside and doing some things. And I see you've got a project here that folks can get kind of get their hands dirty a little bit in the Millett Park area.
You bet. They get a chance to test out their green thumb. And you know, if there's something that they've been wanting to try but not necessarily wanting to take up space in a garden that they have, this is a great opportunity to utilize, test things out. It comes with, you know, there's water down there. We have tools down there, and the raised beds from the you know, what people used last year, the produce seemed to turn out really well.
Yeah, where did the idea come from to have these raised bed boxes down in the community gardens at Millett Park?
So the goal was to try and continue to increase the opportunity for people to kind of plant their own crops or flowers or whatever it is that they want to have in there. But the main focus was to just increase kind of a food shortage and just continue to, you know, reiterate the fact that people can grow their own food, saves money, and also I think the food tastes a little bit better when you grow it yourself.
That's true. And it's a little less expensive, too. You can just put in a little elbow grease and make it work for you.
Exactly.
Talk a little bit about these raised bed boxes. These are becoming more and more popular, aren't they?
They are. It's a great way, you know, for nutrients to be kind of stored within the box. It's a great way to, you know, kind of make sure that the soil is able to, you know, drain properly. So that way, you know, you're not going to have plants that are going to die out because it's flooded and stuff like that. But, you know, the thing that's nice about this is we provide everything. You know, it has the dirt already in there. So you just got to show up and you know, put the seed in the ground, give a little bit of time and effort and see what you can do.
Yeah. Is there much of a, what's the commitment for folks to be a participant in this project?
You know, it kind of depends on what you plant. You know, some things are going to be a little bit more hardy and you're going to be able to possibly not go out there as much to check on. And some things are going to need a little bit more tender, loving care. So it's going to really be up to the person that is using them and what exactly they put in the box.
Okay. Is there a cost to this program then?
So we do $35 for the box. It just kind of helps us cover some of the utility costs that comes with having the water down there, you know, making sure that we can continue to offer different tools, the compost, everything like that that we offer. But I know there's places around Atlantic that you can get seed if you're looking to try something new. I know the Cass County Extension Office, last year at least, they were offering seed to people that were interested in renting the raised beds and then trying to plant something.
Very good. And there are a lot of creative ways. I've seen many of these raised flower bed boxes around the area here that folks are using for different reasons. In some cases, it's, you know, just to make things look a little prettier and dress it up. But in some cases, they're using it to grow things, even like corn and stuff.
Yeah. You know, the raised beds are really starting to, I think, create a better yield of crops. And so people are starting to use them a little bit more in order to, you know, just make what they're growing a little bit more successful. And I know last year we had a few people that had some pumpkins down there and they got a little bit wild. But you know, from our standpoint, it was good to see because you knew then that the boxes were successful and that the people were going to reap the benefits from it.
Yeah. And are there a lot of rules with regard to what they can and can't plant?
So really we just asked them to be able to the best of their ability, keep it within the box, which means, keeping in mind that there are boxes next to them. So trying to limit how tall something is, making sure that it's not overgrowing into someone else's box. And then just making sure that we're not using any sort of chemicals just because you get that drift and that could cause an impact on someone else's box.
Okay. How many do you anticipate having in that area?
So we have 10 boxes down there right now. I've had two people that have contacted me that are interested in renting a couple of them. You know, so if they run with them, we're looking probably still another 7 or 8 boxes that are going to be available to be used. And we are looking, hopefully, post pandemic, starting to kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'll be able to do a few things down there this year to promote the raised beds, but then also maybe have some demonstration stuff going on down there with things that are growing within those boxes.
Mm-hmm. Is there room there for expansion in the future then?
So we have right now on the the south side of the parking is the raised beds. And then we do have a section on the north side of the parking that we've kind of set aside to maybe possibly have some ground plots in the future. So if the raised beds continue to be a success and people continue to utilize them, then we'll look to continue to expand this opportunity for people to utilize.
Sure. And I guess for folks who maybe don't know exactly where Millette Park is, can you give an idea on the location?
So it's 3rd Street Place is what I've been told is another way to identify it. But really, if you hop on Mulberry and just follow that road all the way around, you can't miss it because you run right into it.
Okay. Well, don't run right into it, but get there. Get there as best you can. We want to encourage folks to do these types of projects. It's an opportunity to maybe make a few friends and get out and maybe do a family project together.
Yep, absolutely. It's a great opportunity. And even if you're just looking to you know, help out the community a little bit, I know there's the Grow Another Row program where they're always looking for people who are successful at growing different foods and to be able to donate it. So that way, you know, people that that are looking for some food within Cass County can definitely take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. In addition to maybe expansion in that location, Bryant, do you see this being a program that might spread more throughout the community and some of the other areas that might be available for different types of projects?
You know, it's something that's taking off. It's really taken off in big cities, and I think it's starting to have that trickle-down effect. And I definitely think that we can start to use some of our areas that we currently maintain for the Parks Department and look at other places that we can offer this in order to continue to expand those opportunities to give to people, as well as looking at different options, maybe outside of a raised bed, but maybe looking at, you know, different types of plants that you know will produce some sort of food, and seeing if there's not a need for some more edible landscaping elsewhere as well.
Sure. Is this a first come, first served program?
Yes, it is. For right now, trying to promote that and try and get it used, and then to be able to show people that this is, you know, these boxes are very successful as a way to grow things, and then hopefully it'll take off, and we can then expand that into two more options.
Okay. And if someone wanted to maybe rent a couple of them or three of them, that's okay too?
Yep. We tend to if people come in and say we want one or two, you know, we might. Allow them to do that. If it gets to 3 or 4, we might have them just hold off and say, hey, let's just see if more people come in and want to use them. And if at, you know, after a while, if no one's taking advantage of them, then we'll come back to you and give you another one.
Yeah, that makes good sense. What do they need to know? Tell them how to get signed up. What do they need to do to get the project rolling?
So we have the flyers up on our Facebook page. And we have distributed them different areas around town. And on that flyer, we have put a QR code that you can scan in and pop up our lease agreement for the raised beds. So you have that access right there at your fingertips. So if it's something that you're interested, just give our office a call at 243-3542. Say that you're interested in renting one of those beds. And then just we'll talk about filling out that lease agreement, and then we'll make sure to get you guys a bed.
All right. Well, spring's not too far down the road here. It's coming fast. We want to
get
folks
here before you know it.
Oh, absolutely. We want to get folks ready to go and get them out there ready as soon as those are ready to plant here this spring. Are you expecting some new and exciting and fun things this year through the Parks Department?
We have over the winter, because of some generous donations from just citizens that use the dog park, we've been able to put together quite a few new equipment items that dogs will be able to take advantage of. We've continued to increase our recreational items that we're hoping to start to spotlight here over the next a couple weeks and kind of show people different games and recreational opportunities that can be utilized through the Parks Department and to try and just promote just getting out, physical activity, using our parks and enjoying the great parks department and green spaces that are offered here within the city of Atlantic.
You bet. Lots of opportunity there. Take advantage of it. We all want to get outside. It's been a long winter. It's time to have some fun outdoors. Well, Brian, thank you so much. And again, if folks want to participate in that program, look for that information online. You can always call the parks department as well. They can get you hooked up. We hope you have a lot of good success and good feedback here real quick. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you guys for taking the time to allow us to promote this.